Every Monday we talk sports. For the past couple of weeks, Tondaleya Wilder, host of Public Radio's She's Got Game, was at the U.S. Open. This morning, Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with her.
Tondaleya, Pete Sampras kicked off this tournament with a retirement speech, and the biggest draws on the women's side, the Williams sisters, didn't enter the tournament because of injury. So coming in, were people pretty pessimistic?
I think some people were pessimistic, but then there were others who said that the fact that the Williams sisters were not there would open up the field a little bit, make it a little bit more interesting, because some people say that when the Williams sisters play each other, it's kind of flat. So, I think there was a little bit of pessimism, but also a lot of people looking forward to what would happen, kind of the unexpected.
Right, and one of the unexpected things is Mother Nature. It rained and rained and rained, so in some cases, players had to play four matches in a row, and they normally get time off. So did that affect or benefit certain players and hurt certain types of players?
The USTA got a lot of criticism for how it scheduled some of the matches, and some of the biggest criticism came from Martina Navratilova, who, as you know, played in the women's doubles final, and also John McEnroe. Both of them talked a lot about how the U.S. Open should get a retractable roof. And, yeah, it did end up being kind of a scheduling nightmare for the organization, and Kim Clijsters and Jennifer Capriati having to get out on court after only being there just not that many hours before. So it did have an effect, but the players did take it all in stride, and it ended up being a really good tournament, starting out with a whimper, but kind of ending on a bang.
So let's talk about the men's champ, Andy Roddick, 21-year-old American. He played a marathon match in the semis to make it to the finals. You'd think maybe that took a lot out of him, but it didn't seem to. Why not?
Andy Roddick is amazing. That powerful serve, you know, 140 miles per hour. There's just not that many guys that can handle that kind of serve. A lot of the guys, you know, are very similar with their ground strokes, but it was Andy Roddick's serve that really proved the difference in the entire tournament. He just really rocked it.
And then on the women's side, the winner was Justine Henin-Hardin from Belgium. Talk about her semifinal match, which was a marathon with Jennifer Capriati, if you would.
Yeah, it was a classic three-hour, three-minute match. Skillfully placed backhands, great court coverage by both players. It was really entertaining, and I think we have a legitimate rivalry amongst these two. You know, they've played each other three times now, and they're dead even. And Justine Henin-Hardin was just absolutely amazing. In Belgium, they call her the Lioness, and she really proved that she's gutsy. She's definitely going to be someone who's going to be around for a while on the women's tour.
Do you think the victory could give her, the Lioness, the confidence to actually challenge the Williams sisters for supremacy?
Oh, absolutely. She's feeling more confident than ever now. She knows that she can play on these hard courts, and she even said, you know, she's looking forward to the Williams sisters getting better, getting healthy, so that they can get back into competition and she can go up against them.
Tondaleya Wilder, host of She Got Game, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was Day to Day's Mike Pesca. And Mike, just a note, I believe in Belgium is pronounced Justine Henin-Hardin.